No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on The Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192. And give telemedicine a try today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say, a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and so glad that you could join us today. I have a very special guest that I just happened to run into at McClary Tire in Athens, Alabama. Casey Harbin said, do you know that big guy that's out there? And I said, I'm not real sure if I do, Casey. And he said, well, that's Shannon Brown. And here we are today. I got Shannon on the program, and he is with us right now. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Shannon Brown.
It's a pleasure to be on your show, buddy. Appreciate what you do.
Glad to have you. What good timing as well. We just came off of another national championship, the University of Alabama Crimson Tide.
Thank goodness I didn't have to play in that ball game because those guys are big. Those guys are fast.
You were big number 75 on the field at one time, and I was impressed with your size when I was much younger watching the Crimson Tide on the field.
Well, I guess it must be all the antibiotics and whatnot in the chicken because them guys are so big now. I tell you what, Mark, I'm just very humbled to have been a part of the Crimson Tide back then in those days and to wear that Crimson jersey and to do what I could not to disappoint Coach Stallings.
And you heard his familiar voice at the start of the show, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I sure did. Always, always making a difference, no doubt. And Coach Stallings definitely did that. You know, he's steadily doing that. So just humbled to be a part of my time there at Alabama under his leadership.
Absolutely. And when Gene Stallings came on my program, instead of talking about the football accolades and those things that traditionally people would talk about, we spent our time talking about Johnny Mark.
Oh, John Mark used to tape my ankles, and I loved it. And guess what? Contrary to popular belief, I never got him retaped. You know, he did a good job. You know, granted, John Mark was an angel amongst us, and everybody that has read that story, they know it. And just glad to be in his presence. I can share several stories about John Mark, but what an angel amongst us.
It's amazing to listen to Coach Stallings and hear the legacy of Johnny Mark, what people did in his honor after he passed away, but the influence that he had during their life, the impact. You would never imagine the amount of people across this country and the world who have been touched by his life.
Well, there's no doubt, you know, of course, you know, everybody's, I say everybody, but if you haven't, you know, it's, you know, when John Mark was put to his final resting place in Texas, he wasn't led by Texas State Troopers. He was led by Alabama State Troopers.
Speaking of the influence Johnny Mark had, you have an opportunity to influence now as a principal at Liberty Middle School, Madison Schools.
You know, what a challenging time it's been for the entire country in regards to COVID and everything that's going on. But, you know, what an opportunity that that I've been blessed with to, you know, try to make a difference in young kids' lives. And, you know, what they don't realize, and I've shared this over and over, that, you know, they impact me on a daily basis, and what an impact they make on my life. But I'm very, very, very passionate about my middle school kiddos, because let me tell you, when you talk about a golf ball lost in tall weeds, some days on Monday they're good, and on Tuesday they lose their brains almost. But, you know, you love them. But such a pivotal time in their life for kids to try to figure out where they're at, where they're going, and, you know, they got pressures of social media and this and that, and just trying to make sense of it all. I'm blessed to hopefully make a difference in a positive way that they can be successful in such a world that's, you know, that is what it is, you know, right now, so to speak. Everybody, unless you live up underneath the rock, it's trying times in our country right now. But we're going to control what we've got control over and try to make a difference in kids' lives and give them a strong foundations to be the best they can be on a daily basis.
Well, Shannon, as I told you earlier, I was at East Limestone Middle School, and I had an opportunity to talk to the superintendent of Limestone County Schools. His message was putting the students first. And we were talking about a sensory room that had been put into the school, and more will be put into Limestone County Schools for especially kids with autism, sensory issues. But there was one special kid, Devin, that I saw across the hallway. He's in the special needs area of the school. And it's amazing to get to be around some of these young people, and you get to do it on a daily basis. I know that COVID has gotten in the way, but your typical ability to be around these students and to grasp their personalities and what they have to offer the world when they get out, you can see that.
Sure, no doubt. And I will tell you, you know, this year, it's been a strain on everybody. Whether, you know, everybody's been a first-year teacher, first-year support helper, first-year aide, first-year administrator. The times have been challenging for everybody. Our parents, our kids, especially our kids that are virtual, that our teachers are unable to kind of see the physical expressions in regards to the eyes. You know, you can just tell by a kid's posture that they need some help. And, you know, our teacher will go to that child and help them in a normal situation, but we're unable to do that. And I'm so concerned about a lot of our kids that don't have that support that they need at home, because parents are having to work, and, you know, kids are at home trying to do what they can through a virtual world that's foreign to them. And, you know, my heart goes out to them, because I'm just telling you that we don't truly know what this pandemic is done for the cognitive development of our kids. And it's going to be some time before we truly know that. But, you know, the relationships that our teachers build with our kids, and, you know, the trust, and, you know, trying to get them a good foundation to where they can move and grow forward academically has definitely been really strained. And, you know, that's a tremendous challenge that, it's just tough. It's tough. It's tough on parents. It's tough on the, and I can't begin to tell you the stories that I've had and the stories that you have probably heard in regards to parents that are working, you know, 2 and 3 jobs, single moms, single fathers, whatever it may be. And it's just tough. It's still real tough, but you know, what I try to do is make sure that we're providing a consistent thing. The kids know that, hey, you come to Liberty Middle School, this is what you've got. And we're doing our best through a virtual aspect, Mark, because it's new to all of us. It's definitely very challenging.
If it's okay with you, Shannon, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about moving forward, because that's the only way to be. We can't really look backward on life.
Sure,
we have to move forward with what's going on here. There are a lot of kids out there who need some good advice. They need some good examples. They need people who are there to help lift them up, so to speak.
Sure.
As you said, the parents are struggling.
Parents definitely have a newfound love for educators, I promise you.
Folks, right now we're talking to Shannon Brown. He is the principal over at Liberty Middle School, Madison City Schools. We're glad to have him on the program today. Many of you, if you follow the Crimson Tide, you can follow him all the way back to when he graduated high school in 1991 and was part of the national championship team, 1992, Coach Gene Stallings at the helm, and all the great players that we recall from 1992. It really doesn't seem like that long ago, but Shannon Brown was also team captain 1995. I recall that as well. We're glad to have Shannon on the program with us. And when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. I hope that you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Friendly smiles, a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back. A big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Hello. catches up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I have a very special guest with me on the line right now, Mr. Shannon Brown. He is the principal at Liberty Middle School, Madison City Schools, and we're glad to have him on the Mark White Show today. He's a former player for the Alabama Crimson Tide. We just came off of another national championship under Coach Nick Saban. When Shannon was playing, it was Coach Gene Stallings. I really was impressed with Coach Stallings and really admired him, always wanted to play for him. I walked on at the University of Alabama after Coach Stallings had left. He left the spring before I started in 1997, and Mike Dubose was my coach. And I know that Shannon Brown also had Mike Dubose as his assistant coach at the time when he was at the University of Alabama as well. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Shannon Brown.
I appreciate you, brother. Glad to be a part of your show, brother.
When we think about what these families are going through, we've started the second semester of school now. There are some parents that are still pulling their hair out, trying to figure out what to do because they weren't made necessarily to be educators in the sense that a full-time job. We're here to teach our children, but it's different teaching what we normally teach by example and then trying to get into the books and teaching these kids what they absolutely need to know to be in the world.
Well, the biggest challenge that we're faced with is consistency. Consistency that the parents and all stakeholders know what's going on a daily basis. But what we can't predict is in regards to COVID cases and the spike in numbers where we're having to go all virtual or hybrid or, you know, face-to-face or abbreviated schedule, you know, hybrid. It's just a tremendous challenge. And you know, parents, a lot of parents have lost their jobs because they've got to be at home. And you know, the thing that I want to just tell everybody is we're all in this together, and we won't truly know the impact of what's going on, you know, for years to come. And I've heard, you know, a bunch of stories, but I always try to tell my kids and tell my parents, let's keep the main thing the main thing. That's each other. No matter what's going on in the world, we got each other. Let's love each other. Let's keep the main thing the main thing. And that's, you know, no matter what happens, we got each other. But sometimes we have to show that support. It's just so challenging. But we got to stay positive, somehow stay positive, and know that we're all in this together, and we're going to learn a lot from these trials and tribulations, so to speak. But we just got to try to stay positive, love each other up, because at the end of the day, all you got is family, all you got is each other. And I say this a lot. All you got to do is the next right thing. You got to have a positive attitude, because if you don't have a positive attitude, it's like a flat tire. You can't go anywhere with a flat tire. You got to change it. You got to change that flat tire and let's go. Like Shawshank Redemption, get busy living or get busy dying. It's just challenging. And I feel for our parents. I feel for our kids. But together, we're going to get through this. And I will tell, you know, communication is the key to everything. There's parents out there that are not sure, and you know, especially in the technology world that we're in now. It's tough. But you just got to communicate with your administrators. You got to communicate with your teachers, but also communicate with these teachers in a way of, you know, sometimes as parents, we want to lash out and get after them type deal. But, you know, we just need to take a deep breath and know that we feel your pain. We feel your pain, and we're going to get through this together.
And we know that time is a vapor, it's fleeting, and we have to appreciate the moments that we do have. And even in the struggles, when parents are dealing with their children, to know that this too shall pass. There are all these moments in our life where we have these major difficulties, these major challenges, and those things do pass. As Coach Stallings taught you as a coach to hunker down and do your job And if you do your job and you keep doing it consistently, as you mentioned, consistency, then you're going to come out a better person for it.
What everybody's got to understand out there is that you're not alone. And if you're going through something alone, that's why neighbors are so important. Neighbors, check on your neighbors. You haven't seen them out, check on them. I mean, we've got to get back to a, not get back, but we can do better with just respect for humanity and check on thy neighbor and just know that, you're not alone. That's the biggest thing. And if you're trying to go through obstacles, if you're trying to go through challenging times in life, whether I mean, it could be anything, you're not alone. And if you'll just speak up, communicate, we'll get through this together. I approach what I do on a daily basis from a team aspect. Team, together, everyone accomplishes more. And that's so true. That's so true. Just you're not alone. You're not alone.
This month, January 2021, Danielle Denton of Tuscumbia, Alabama, would have turned 19 years old. Her father, Coach Ivan Denton, he was at Calvert Heights High School. At the time when she passed away, she was 13 years old. It was September 10th, 2015, and I recently posted about her and her memory. And when you talk about being able to connect with people, and Coach Ivan Denton, here he's lost his 13-year-old daughter who would now be 19 for 6 years now, and I know that you can relate because of Lauren. Finding those places where we can connect, we can make a difference in each other's life.
As a grieving parent, everybody's going to go through peaks and valleys, and it's never going away. You know, every situation is different, Mark. It's tough. It's tough. But as a parent that's lost a child, all I can tell them is I feel their pain. You know, everybody's going to deal with it in different ways. But like I told you just a minute ago, they're not alone. There's areas out there that you can just kind of talk with people. And sometimes you just need to vent. You know, sometimes you need to vent and fuss. And that's fine. You know, you get that. But I welcome that guy to give me a phone call. Not that there's anything that I can tell him or tell his wife. I'll just be glad to listen to him.
And that means a lot. And of course, April 27th, we're coming up on the 10th anniversary this year. What is it about Lauren that you want people to remember about her?
Man, we ain't got enough time on this show for me to share that with everybody. Just know that she is her legacy at the University of Alabama is going to go on long, long, long after Shannon Brown. And I'm going to tell you why. Because we have two endowed scholarships at the University of Alabama in her name. And we give scholarships every year. We've already had kids graduate because of Lauren Brown. And no matter what happens, as long as I'm on this earth, or I hope to go through the pearly gates one day, that Lauren Brown is still going to be giving scholarships to deserving kids through the University of Alabama. So there you go.
That is absolutely incredible. And to think about the kids that have benefited from that scholarship and what they're doing now. Do you stay in touch with those who've received the scholarships?
Lauren's mother, Ashley, she does. And she posts a lot of stuff on Facebook about what these kids are doing now and going on to be doctors. And it's absolutely fantabulous.
Incredible. If somebody were interested that's listening, maybe a student out there as they're getting ready for their final semester in high school, how would they go about applying for the scholarship?
You know, so basically you go to University of Alabama, and she's got two scholarships there. And, you know, and I encourage them, you know, everybody's, you know, anybody can apply for the scholarships. And she's got two of them there. One is the Lauren Brown Scholarship, and one is the Lauren Lowe Scholarship. And this is the time of year that seniors should have already been applying, but by all means, put your application in. It goes through a board process, which I'm not a part of, but it's every little penny helps when you're a college student, no doubt.
Absolutely. I've got a 19-year-old right now at Athens State University, and I know exactly what you're talking about. And just to make sure people know, Lauren is spelled L-O-R-Y-N.
Y-N.
L-O-R-Y-N-L-O. Lauren Lowe Scholarship, and then Lauren Brown Scholarship.
Brown. That's right. That's okay, right.
Excellent. Shannon, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to talk about so many different issues, man. I knew I liked you back when.
Listen, Mark, I appreciate what you're doing with your radio show, and just know this, anything I can do help going forward, you just let me know. And for the listeners out there, they can connect through Mark, and if there's anything that Shannon Brown can ever do for somebody out there in the radio world or wherever, I'm a phone call away.
Man, that's great. Shannon, I'm glad that Casey Hartman connected us there at McCleary Tire in Athens, Alabama, and glad that you traveled over to Athens from Madison, and we had the opportunity to meet when we did, man. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir, brother. Listen, Roll Tide, and thanks for all you're doing, Mark.
Roll Tide. Thank you, Shannon. You take care.
Okay, Mark. You too, buddy.
Folks, Shannon Brown, he finished high school in 1991, went on to the University of Alabama, was part of the 1992 National Championship team under Coach Gene Stallings, was a team captain, named team captain in 1995, and now he's the principal at Liberty Middle School, Madison City Schools in Madison County, Alabama. So glad to have Shannon Brown on the program, and I hope that you will share it with your friends, neighbors, and family members. Let them know about the Mark White Show. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also subscribe to The Mark White Show via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and even YouTube. If you'd like to send me a message, you can email me at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. I hope that today's show has been an encouragement to you as we continue to recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who shout a friendly heart when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit. You are my sunshine.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation could help save 4 COVID patients. So, if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.